Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and we're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, I believe Andrew Zarian is coming back, and Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, it's Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers.
The effing king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers.
Back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
You all fat, neck bearded, mouth breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
Well, it's about 7 minutes past the hour, but that's not all. It's Tiffy time. Tiffany Stratton cashed in on SmackDown last night, won the WWE Women's Championship. We'll talk about that coming up, but it's also Wrestle Kingdom time. Oh yes, New Japan's Wrestle Kingdom 19 happened overnight while you were sleeping. If you sleep in this country or this continent, well, not me, I didn't sleep. I was up at 1 a.m. my time, so... I'm a glutton. I'm a glutton for punishment. A little tired, a little foggy, a little groggy, but we will power through. And I've got a very special treat for you. I caught up with my pal and my tag team partner on Pacific Rim, which you can hear if you're a subscriber to the Wrestling Observer website, Fumi Saito, who is at the Tokyo Dome live. So coming up a little bit later on, he and I are going to run down the card, get his thoughts on everything, and also on the Wrestle Dynasty, or Wrestle Dynasty, if you're Chris Charlton. The show coming up overnight on Sunday in Tokyo, Japan. And also some other news this morning. Next year's Royal Rumble 2026, Pro Wrestling Insider, and Sean Ross Sapp is also confirmed. Next year, the Royal Rumble will emanate from Saudi Arabia. Some people are upset, but it should not be a surprise. The relationship between the Saudis and WWE has only grown stronger over the past 5 years, and we've been building toward this. And who knows? I would say likely a WrestleMania somewhere down the road, but Royal Rumble 2026 in Saudi Arabia. Stand by, lots to talk about. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, SmackDown last night, 3 hours. Yay! Lose an hour of Rampage, gain an hour of SmackDown. Happy New Year to me. So show opens, Cody cuts a promo on Kevin Owens for the Royal Rumble. Drew McIntyre came out, hugs Cody. Cody's reaction is like you'd expect, like he smelled a fart or something. Drew said that the best wrestling is right now, not the 80s or any other time. It's right now, and Cody is the quarterback. And Drew says he wants to come to SmackDown, be on SmackDown, to help Cody. Cody flat out says he doesn't believe Drew. Says he wants to cut to the chase, offer Drew a title shot if he wants it. Drew maintains he's not there to hurt Cody. He's there to help. And Drew, as he's walking out of the ring, told Cody to watch his back. And of course, Kevin Owens attacks Cody from behind as Drew slowly, slowly walks away. Nakamura pins Andrade with the Kinshasa. Now after the victory, LA Knight ran into the ring, attacked Nakamura. Nakamura escaped after thwarting the BFT. And, you know, typical LA Knight promo. He's gonna hunt him down. Yeah, all that stuff. Pretty Deadly, mad at Apollo Crews from last week for ratting them out. Santos and Legado del Fantasma called them pretty little liars. Nick Aldis broke up the skirmish between everybody. DIY showed up. They're also mad that Aldis believed Apollo and not Pretty Deadly. DIY told Pretty Deadly that they would make great number one contenders to their titles, implying that Pretty Deadly will interfere later in DIY's title defense against the Motor City Machine Guns. Spoiler alert, they did. Meechan beat Piper Niven. She's on a quest to get the title from Chelsea. Paul Heyman arrived at the building. He sidesteps the metal detector. Michael Cole is outraged. In the ring, Paul Heyman cuts a promo talking about tribal warfare on Monday for Raw on Netflix. Did you know that? That's a good thing, actually. He said that he and Roman prepped Solo to be the head whenever it was sometime down the road, when Roman decided to step down. But obviously, Solo turned his back on Roman, had other plans. But Paul reiterated, Roman is the one true and only tribal chief. Solo's music hits. Solo comes to the ring. He wants Paul to hold the Ulafala on Monday. And when Solo wins, Roman will have to acknowledge him. By the way, Solo makes plenty of money. I get he's a heel, but still, I think he would do so much better for him if they got him a suit that fits. Can we get my man a tailor, please? If he had some really nice threads, look like $1 million. That's what he needs. DIY, the Motor City Machine Guns, ends in a no contest thanks to interference from Pretty Deadly. Totally foreshadowed, no surprise there. Legado del Fantasma comes out, brawls with Pretty Deadly. It's going to be all the teams wanting the titles. Dogs and cats. It's just total chaos. Candace and Nia in the back. Nobody has seen Tiffany Stratton. Strange. Candace tells her, well, Tiffany might still be angry about last week. Nia tells Candace that her job is to make sure Bianca stays out of Nia's way. Candace tells Nia anything she needs, walks away. Sami Zayn and the Usos are walking backstage. They come across Carmelo Hayes. Sami and Carmelo have words while the Usos back up Sami. You know, the Usos and Sami were almost heel-like. The way they were very dismissive of Carmelo. Melo walks off. Then Kevin Owens intentionally shoulder checks Jay. Owens tells Jay to watch his back. Now it's main event time. And this went over 3 commercial breaks. It's a very, very long main event. Lillian Garcia did the big fight feel introductions to make it seem like there'd be a title change. There was a title change, just wasn't the one they'd led you to believe. So, it's Nia defending the title, Candace in her corner against Naomi with Bianca in her corner. Back and forth, goes through a couple of commercial breaks, outside interference from both Candace and Bianca. And Candace and Bianca get into it a little bit. So, after the second commercial break, last segment, Nia and Naomi, they're up on the top rope, and they do this terrible-looking reversal. They try to make it look like Naomi turned it into like a flip, like a Spanish fly or Code Red, whatever they call it now. But anyway, it really just looked like Nia flipped herself and Naomi went over and ended up on top. But they're both laid out near the corner. Tiffany comes out running with a ref leading her by the hand. She's going to cash in. But then she doesn't. She throws the ref over the barricade and nails Naomi with her briefcase. Nia pins Naomi. Michael Cole talks about, oh, everyone was talking about how how many problems there were with Nia and Candace and Tiffany. And of course now, no, they're totally a cohesive unit. Again with the foreshadowing. Bianca gets in the ring, but Nia knocks her down. And then Tiffany hits Nia with the briefcase. She throws Candace into the ring post. Candace rolls out onto the floor. And then Bianca hits Nia with the KOD. Tiffany throws Bianca over the announce desk, which kind of seems like a heel move to me. But fans like Tiffany, so maybe it's just one of those heat-of-the-moment things. It's just stiff competition. I don't know. So Tiffany then cashes in for real, lands the prettiest moonsault ever, cover for the pin. 1, 2, 3. Tiffany Stratton is your brand new WWE Women's Champion. And of course, everyone is saying now, it's Tiffy time. Crowd is going crazy, and Tiffany does seem babyface-like. And I guess, I mean, Tiffany really hasn't done anything to become a babyface other than turn on Nia. But I get that the crowd likes Tiffany just because, well, they like Tiffany. So I assume she's the babyface, I guess. But it's really kind of hard to say. I mean, I have a really hard time picturing Nia as a babyface. I mean, if Paul Levesque, I mean, the WWE audience loves WWE, and good for the company for this. This is not a criticism at all. But the fact that if Paul Levesque could get the crowd to cheer Nia, he's got my vote for 2025's Booker of the Year, but I'm not sure that's the direction they're going. But we shall see. Either way, we've got a new WWE Women's Champion in Tiffany Stratton. So it's going to be interesting to see. Does she get challenged by a returning Charlotte, perhaps? Or will she defend against Nia at the Rumble or at WrestleMania? It's going to be curious to see where Tiffany goes going forward. Well, we had Wrestle Kingdom 19 overnight. We're going to talk to Fumi Saito, who is there live. He's in Tokyo. We'll do that next. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Wrestling Observer Live, Jim Valley, some quick results from Wrestle Kingdom 19, and then we'll go to Fumi Saito, talk about things in detail. Hiroki Goto won a future title shot by winning the New Japan Ranbo. ELP won the four-way. He's the new IWGP TV champion. Mayu Iwatani retained the IWGP title, women's title, over Izumi. Good match, too short. Tanahashi beat Evil in the lumberjack match. Afterwards, a man in a hoodie came out to rescue Tana for a House of Torture beatdown. It's Shibata. They're going to have a match at Wrestle Dynasty tonight. Takeshita beat Shingo to win the Never Openweight title. Doki and Desperado, sadly, never got started as Doki did a Fez press for the ring post outside onto Desperado. And looks like he either hyperextended or maybe broke his elbow. It was stopped almost immediately and Desperado won the title. Yonosuji pinned David Finlay for the global title with the Gene Blaster. Great match. And Hiromu Takahashi and Tetsuya Naito, student versus teacher. Naito won the fairly long, fairly a deliberate match after a destino. And in the main event, going nearly 45 minutes, Zack Sabre Jr. retained his title over Shota Umino. I thought it was a very good card. Not great, but still very, very entertaining. But let's get response and let's get some analysis from somebody who was there. And there's nobody better than my tag team partner, the main guy on the Pacific Rim Pro Wrestling Podcast, just home from the Tokyo Dome, where he was there live, Fumi Saito. So, what did you think of Wrestle Kingdom 19?
It was a really good show, but it was kind of a bit too long for an old man. I just came back. It was a long show, because the official match started 5 o'clock in the evening, but the dark match started at 4, and I was, I got to the building 3 o'clock in the afternoons, and then I was there till like 10, so I was there for 7 hours.
Yeah, it's a long day, definitely.
Yeah, it was a long day, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was also in the big press room, the place to say Happy New Year and then saying hi to a lot of guys and stuff, yeah.
So,
and also New Japan gave me 2025, the pass, yeah, credential.
Of course they did. They better. The crowd looked pretty good on TV. Was there a crowd?
Yeah, they established the actual, the official number was 24,102.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. Do you remember when they used to, announce Tokyo Dome like 65,000?
Right, yeah.
It wasn't like that. But 24,102 sounds pretty legit, you know?
Yeah, if I remember right, I think when we went in, was it January of 2020? I want to say that the number was like 25,000 maybe.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah, they sound legit, So they started, kind of stopped fabricating or inflating number. Like, this is Antonio Inoki's retirement match. We drew 70,000 people.
Yeah.
They probably didn't.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, but this was good. And like you said, it's totally new era type of thing. Shota Umino, the Yota Tsuji, and yeah.
Well, one of the things that occurred to me as I was watching the show is so often with many companies throughout history, the world champion sets the tone. And I thought the matches, certainly there were exceptions, but I thought overall the matches were, for the most part, very deliberate. And a lot of it was very ground-based, a la Zack Sabre Jr. I mean, this is not the Okada era. This is not the Tanahashi era. This is a completely new era. It's good, but it's much less flashy.
Much less flashy?
Yeah. I think so.
And also, this was like almost an experiment on Shota Umino's part that have this guy do the main event, you know, and hand him the ball and have him run it, you know, run with it. And of course, you know, it was good that Umino didn't win, you know, because then that's like almost climaxing. He is a main event guy now, but he should be somewhat underdog.
Right. I mean, very few people, if ever, win their first Tokyo Dome main event, and certainly not somebody of his stature.
Yeah, but if you remember 12 years ago, 13 years ago, Kazuchika Okada did.
Yes.
He beat, in the first match back from America, he already beat, you know, Hiroshi Tanahashi, and he was going, people are going like, ooh, right?
Yeah.
But established enough in the next 12 years, that was Okada era.
Right. Yeah. But it's definitely a different era. What did you like? What do you have any favorite matches?
Ooh, overall, it was all pretty good matches, but then not one match stood out or anything like that.
I thought
it's like almost like, you know, that depends on what kind of match you like, you know. I enjoyed, you know, of course, Tanahashi and Evil because it was symbolic, and Tanahashi kind of won, you know, like a small package type of finish, but this House of Torture gang up on him. Then Katsuyori Shibata come in to save him, right?
Right.
Then Shibata say, what about, are you tired? It's like, how about tomorrow? You and I fight. And then they accept. And then they added one more match for tomorrow.
As I was watching before Shibata came out, I was like, is Evil going to be Tanahashi's last match next year?
No. You never believed that, did you?
Yeah, I did. Because it's not unusual for that to happen. For you to win or lose one year and come back and win or lose the next, do the opposite. And considering Tanahashi's limitations...
Tanahashi's limitation is physical, you say. But right. He is like much, much bigger star than everybody else, though.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, so who does he face next year? Does he... It's hard to say right now.
Well, not next year, but all through year of 2025 is his retirement, you know, like year, the whole year. He'll be having an important single match with pretty much everyone in the roster.
Right.
From now on, yeah. And he doesn't have to win it. It's just important for all these other New Japan new guys to have important single match with Tanahashi in a higher stage.
Right.
So it's like a superstar rub. You know, you have very last single match against Hiroshi Tanahashi. That's important.
Right.
Like having like a Bret Hart or a Shawn Michaels or some, or the Stone Cold or Rock, you know, actually having single match with less known guys.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's very Tanahashi-like. Yeah.
Was there an update? Good. Have you heard an update on Doki?
Oh, he got hurt? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. So that was like a real strange way. It was like a right call for referee to stop the match away.
It was.
And the match, you know, the show must go on kind of thing. It wasn't serious injury, but we'll have an update on him.
Looked like he hyperextended, but it could be a break too. It was hard to say, but it looked like a hyperextension.
Right. Who is my favorite? Actually, David Finlay.
You know, I thought about you during that match.
Yota Tsuji is really, really talented, but he's a really big guy, so he should be heel, you know?
Right.
Yeah. He cannot be a sympathetic Ricky Steamboat type babyface. He's so big, bigger than everybody else physically. So, but David Finlay is so talented, so talented.
Okay. Now, you and I...
And he should start winning. Yeah, he should start winning because he'll be very, like, much, like, so talented that he can be, like, a utility guy, not good. You know what I'm saying?
So you and I have not always seen eye to eye on David, on David Finlay. However...
So talented, though.
He came out... I thought he looked a little leaner. He took his jacket off. Not so much, but good enough. But I thought... This was by far my favorite David Finlay match And he's, okay. He's starting to win me over. I really
Good. And also, he is actually a lot stronger than he looks. Remember, like, you know, like a three power bomb in a row?
Yeah.
And the three power moves in a row. It's like, oh, is he that strong? You know, like picking, you know, pick up a guy like Yota Tsuji three times, slam, slam, slam. It's like, ooh, that guy has a strength, you know?
I thought of.
And also the expressions, the way he sells.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to be honest,
in my opinion, though, but he's much, much more talented than Jay White ever was.
I'm going to fight you on that one, but okay.
Okay.
I thought this Yota Tsuji, David Finlay, best match of the night. I will
say. Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
I would have picked.
And we have to, you know, really think about what does IWGP Global, you know, title really mean? Where does that fit, you know?
It's just their secondary world title. Like, everybody has now. Everybody's got that. I will say this. I thought that Mayu Iwatani and Izumi, if they were given more time, which is not going to happen, but if they would have gotten a real time to have a real match, they would have stolen the show, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're really good, but the situation would not allow that.
No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but that's not about to change because if they're going to have one women's match or two women's match among, what, 11 other matches, that's always going to be like that and always going to stay in third, fourth matches, you know?
It was an abbreviated stardom match on Fast Forward, but it was still
real Fast Forward.
Very good. Very, very, very good. We'll have more on Wrestle Kingdom 19 with Fumi Saito. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
The season of savings is here at Office Depot Office Max. Shop amazing deals on everything you need to close out the year and start 2025 strong. Save now with new deals every day online and new weekly sales online and in stores every Sunday. The more deals, the merrier. Plus, save on those must-have gifts, essential supplies, organizational tools, desks, chairs, PCs, printers, and more. Add a personal touch to any present with Hallmark's iconic collection of greeting cards, ornaments, stationery, and gift wrap to create memorable moments. Available in your local Office Depot Office Max retail stores. Or create your own custom photo gifts, cards, and calendars for your teachers, coworkers, friends, and family. Then pack it and ship it all in one trip. Office Depot Office Max is your source for all the last-minute parties, presents, and thank yous you need. Tis the season to save. Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay, the KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. Wrestle Kingdom 19 overnight. And my friend Fumi Saito was there live. We're back with him talking more about the matches.
Gosh. What do you think about Takeshita Konosuke? Shingo Takagi and see, he reminds me of Takeshita, reminds me of modern day Jumbo Tsuruta. Yeah. Because he's so big and so talented and so agile and does everything perfect, that work against him. You know, he's so good that the people don't like him that much. You know what I mean?
Well, that's probably good. It was about everything I expected.
Yeah.
Those guys are two pros. You know, I'd like to see them, you know, do it again sometime. I would imagine that they will. I expected Takeshita to win.
I expect Takeshita would be working higher in on the card, even higher than that.
Yeah,
but he is, you know, like his full time is AEW, and he lives in America, and he comes back for just one big show kind of situation. So it's really hard for, you know, for him to really establish in Japan.
Right,
always kind of outsider, but he's so talented.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it was a good match.
Yeah.
I liked it.
And Tetsuya Naito and Hiromu Takahashi kind of disappointing.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if situation was in different card, in different building, different date, it could have been a lot better.
Well, you know? I think that both these guys, you know, Naito is broken down.
And, yeah.
And Takahashi, you know, is not... You know, is leaving his prime, or has left his prime. He could still,
and also junior heavyweight size.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You know, they did a lot of slower, deliberate pacing, a lot of storytelling.
Yeah, more storytelling than anything else, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know, the two guys from the same faction fighting.
Right.
Because they wanted to do it once, you know.
Right. It frustrates me that Takahashi, for as popular as he's been, and as groundbreaking as he's been, it just the hierarchy, I guess, shall we say, of New Japan frustrates me, because I think, is he smaller? Yes, but he's not tiny. He could work.
No.
I mean, he's not that much smaller than Naito. It's like he could get in there with some guys. And the past few years, I think New Japan could have used him. And he could have actually helped. But, you know.
Yeah, and also, Hiromu Takahashi is so popular, but doesn't have a junior heavyweight program. Him against Desperado,
right.
Done too much. Him against Doki, right. Not now. You know what I'm saying?
Move him up to heavyweight, but what's done is done.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of.
But that guy's a star. So
he is. He's a star. Yeah. He's a legend. He overcame and has overcome so many of the limitations and the roadblocks that his position has. So give him credit there.
Yeah. Oh, he'll stay around there. Yeah. You know. What do you think about the Shota Umino as a main event?
I thought he was fine.
Yeah, it was. I have one thing that his father should not be doing in the ring. You know that it looks so strange to have your own father, you know, refereeing, you know, and then giving him a signal. You know what I'm saying?
In real life, it's very sweet. In kayfabe, if it's a real sport, it looks bad.
Well, it still looks bad in wrestling because. Everybody knows that he's, you know, real father, and for me, it looked kind of almost like he shouldn't be in there, you know?
Yeah.
Because you have five other referees.
Yeah.
And only tells the audience that the referee is so involved, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the decision-making process. You can read through that. Yeah, you can see through that.
I thought the main event was good.
Yeah, but 48 minutes.
That was a little long, but
yeah,
it's,
well,
it's
I
a
guess
main
they
event.
Are trying to do the Kazuchika Okada type of main event.
Right, they're trying to do an epic, you know, battle, a battle of attrition, and I think because of the pacing and some of the style, it just kind of looked like at times it was going long for the sake of going long.
But, yeah, kind of stretching.
Yeah.
But Zach will make a very good champion here.
Yes.
Yeah. They love the style, you know, here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was happy for ELP winning the TV title.
Okay.
Considering, coming back from that illness and everything, I was happy.
Oh, Fantasmo?
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And Jeff Cobb. Overused, and it's like too much, you know, they try to throw in too many things in. Like, it's really hard to have good four-way match, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But you got those matches where everybody's got to be on the card.
Yeah, but there are 20 other guys who were not on the card, and there was a dark match for New Japan Rumble.
Right.
And the 17 guys who were not on the card, and Hirooki Goto winning the Battle Royal, so he's got the ticket, you know, like a challenging, kind of like Money in the Bank kind of situation that he will be able to challenge IWGP title anytime he wants to now.
The crowd loved Hirooki Goto.
Yeah, because he's a great babyface, you know, just not being used that well, you know what I'm saying?
They loved Great Okan squaring off against Goto. You know, it's like the crowd.
Josh Barnett.
Yeah. It's amazing. Josh Barnett, great guy, big wrestling fan, MMA guy. He's always had terrible physical genetics.
And aged now, you know, the gray beard and all that.
But it's almost like genetically, he's almost in slightly better shape as an old guy than he was in his prime.
And physically bigger than everybody else in there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it was interesting. It was too bad it was dark match, kind of like Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, right?
Well, and also,
there was like a WrestleMania feeling all over the Suidobashi train station, you know, like all morning that there's wrestling fans just hanging out around that neighborhood, you know, waiting for your Wrestle Kingdom to start, you know, coffee shop, restaurants, ramen house. This is all wrestling fans.
Yeah.
Big, huge line at the New Japan official, you know, merchandising in the house. Baba merchandising house in the same block. And this is all wrestling fans walking all over the place all morning.
It's fun, man. I've been seeing people's pictures and I miss it. Oh my God.
Okay. Well, come back. Come back next year for sure.
We'll see what we can do. We will.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Well, why don't you come back for G1 Climax season too?
Oh my gosh, G1.
Yeah.
Oh my word, that's a possibility.
Yeah, because as stale as it sounded, but New Japan is still strong. Well, by far the biggest company in Japan. So.
I mean, what do you think of how New Japan, after seeing their biggest show of the year,
you know,
do you think it's building momentum? Is it getting stronger? It seems like it's getting stronger to me.
Stronger again. Yeah.
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 It's a slow.
But it was like, it's sad that it's the Tanahashi's, you know, like a final year.
Yeah.
And because Umino, Shota Umino isn't there yet, you know.
Right.
And Yota Tsuji, yes, but no. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
But the global title isn't the IWGP title. So it's a big feather. It's great, but it's not the title. So there's still more for Yota Tsuji to do in his career.
Yeah. Now that it's mixed, you know, kind of mixed bag, that the NEVER open weight title and AEW international title kind of things in there.
Right.
And yeah,
I didn't see the tag team title match. I haven't seen that yet.
Tag team title match, right? It was
The TMT.
Wait a minute. Yeah, they didn't have junior. IWGP junior tag, but the not IWGP heavyweight tag team
that's,
title.
Sorry, I should have. That's what I meant, but I should have been more specific. Yeah, TMDK, they retained, right? Because I saw them with the belts at the main event. So
many wrestlers, though. So many. Yeah.
I was amazed how good some of the
Tomorrow night there's gonna be IWGP tag team title that the Great Okan and Great Okan's choice in his choice of guy against Nicholas Johnson and Matthew Jackson.
Right.
From AEW. So it'll be because they wanted to have two, you know, like important match in two nights. So tomorrow night I'll be back and the main event is Kenny Omega against Gabe Kidd, New Japan against AEW, you know?
That's going on last?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the way the English announcers made it sound was Zack Sabre Jr. was going on last, but that didn't
sound... Zack Sabre against Ricochet is special single match, like one from last. I have lineup, but I don't know the order.
Gotcha.
But it looks like Kenny Omega and Gabe Kidd is the last.
Okay.
Yeah. But maybe, I don't know, Zack Sabre against Ricochet sounds pretty important to me. Yeah.
Oh, it'll be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Yota Tsuji against Jack Perry, that's international card.
I mean, how do you think the crowd's going to react to all of these foreign wrestlers? I mean, do they really even know Jack Perry? I mean, do they remember?
Not as much as they want, you know, you to think, you know?
Will they remember Ricochet?
Ricochet, yes, but he was not nearly as big as Will Ospreay was.
Right.
Yeah. It's coming back kind of thing, you know? Well, they got the guys like, you know, Brody King going up against Dave Finley. And, there's one interesting match that Takeshita against Ishii. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be AEW International and NEVER Openweight title, double title match.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Takeshita's defending both titles against Ishii. Ishii's a, you know, like a short little guy, stocky guy, but is so different in style, and it'll be interesting.
Yeah, no, he delivers each and every time.
Yeah, but it not proven against people like Takeshita, unknown guy you never worked with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting.
Could be fun.
So I'll come back and talk more about it tomorrow.
Okay, well let's do that after the show. You and I will get together and we'll record a Pacific Rim for everybody.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Go get some sleep.
All right.
All right, man.
Yeah, I'll get some sleep. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Bye.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. All bye. Right.
Stand by. We've got more. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. I really appreciate Fumi Saito taking time out. I mean, it's a long day to cover Wrestle Kingdom, to be there, take the train there, take the train back to his place. It's a very long day. I appreciate him postponing some well-needed rest to talk to us for a few minutes about first-person impressions of being at the Tokyo Dome for WrestleMania, Wrestle Kingdom, I should say, 19. Speaking of WrestleMania, next year, the road to WrestleMania, the Royal Rumble, it's in Saudi Arabia. We'll talk about that and more. Stand by. Got a couple of minutes left. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
It's Wrestling Observer Live. It's Jim Valley. So I went to bed last night around 8 o'clock, woke up around 1, watched the end of Wrestle Kingdom, then rewound, watched the beginning, then watched SmackDown. It's like I lose Rampage, then I gain 3 hours SmackDown, and then 4 or 5 hours of Wrestle Kingdom and still get up to do the show. I'm a little foggy right now. But in case you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, 2026, the Royal Rumble is going to emanate from Saudi Arabia. Now, this should come as no surprise to anyone. We've been working toward this for 5-6 years now. I know there was outrage in the beginning, and it's just kind of been accepted that WWE, UFC, TKO, many other entities are in bed with Saudi Arabia. That's just the way it is. So we'll have an early morning Royal Rumble in 2026. There's no reason to get all high and mighty. There's nothing to be done. It is what it is. Speaking of it is what it is, starting on Tuesday, I will no longer be on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. If you want to interact with me on a social platform, go to Blue Sky. I'm at jimvalley.bsky.social. Jim Valley, all one word, .bsky.social. That's where I will be starting on this Tuesday from now on. Unless things change with Twitter, I'm going to be gone. I don't want to make a big deal about it. It's just the way I feel. I'm not going to harp on it or get on a soapbox, but it's a decision I've made. I'm going to stick with it, but I just want to let you know. So in the future, if someone takes over that handle and posts a bunch of gross stuff or even dumber things than I did, know that starting from Monday forward, it is not me. The only person that's me is on Blue Sky, jimvalley.bsky.social. All right, I think I'm here next week. I've got a couple of weeks in a row where I'm going to be busy with some family stuff. But either way, I will talk to you very soon. Enjoy Raw on Netflix, and I will chat with you later on Blue Sky. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.